interesting. How I view you as frail, brittle like porcelain, when in reality you're a strong, intelligent individual. I think it comes more from me wanting to protect you. And that's silly, I know, but that's me. I want to give you the world, but at the same time, I want to rip you out of that sphere. I want to remove you from your comfortable surroundings and take you to a place of bliss, of scarily soothing darkness, of fear, intimacy, and excitement. I want to subsume you in that suffocating chaos of my heart, to twist you, turn you, and spit you out in an image of my choosing, and swirl you around in an endless torrent of discipline, pain, fear, anger, pleasure, euphoria, and when you hit the bottom, you find nothing. Dreamy, heavenly nothing. A tempest tamed as your brain is flooded with a tonic of pacifying endorphins. You're fine. No, actually, you're better than fine. You're transcended to a higher plane where there's nothing to worry about, and whatever is being done to you only pushes your mind further, deeper. However, everything has an ending. One that might be sad, might cause distress as the blazing fire of your mind subsides. The only remedy is the loving embrace of my arms and the reassurance that you're my good little girl.